2023 will be the year of layoffs across America. The tech sector is laying off at least hundreds of thousands of people between now and the end of January, and it looks like millions of Americans will lose their jobs throughout 2023 across multiple industries, not just big tech, but also retail, service industries, restaurants, you know, hair salons, everything. Orders of goods out of China have plummeted. China exports have plummeted, and cargo rates for international shipping have also plummeted because there's just not much demand anymore. A lot of restaurants that used to have good business are half empty now. A lot of retailers are struggling hard. Like Best Buy, for example, had a horrible Black Friday. And at the same time, a lot of retailers like Target and Walmart and so on, they're suffering from massive losses due to organized retail theft, as it's called. ORT, organized retail theft. These are theft rings that are run by like a top henchman who organizes all these underlings, I guess, to go out and steal goods. They get paid to steal the goods, and then, well, these get sold on eBay or Amazon or other places. Target alone is reporting over $400 million in losses due to these organized retail theft operations. Just so far in 2022, they're predicting that number is going to be $600 million, over half $1 billion in retail theft. Now, as the layoffs get worse, oh, and by the way, the reason there's less demand across all these industries is because people have run out of money. The stimulus money has run out, and of course, more people are being laid off and losing their jobs, so they've lost their incomes. So demand is going to plummet. Well, it's already begun to plummet. And that means that, because this is a deflationary type of vector here, it means that the shortages that you saw during COVID, you know, couldn't get cars, right? Couldn't get a lot of electronics, couldn't get many different types of consumer goods. That's going to tend to be resolved here in 2023, not because the supply chain is working better, simply because there are fewer people buying things because they've run out of money. And this is going to put downward pressure on the prices of a lot of things like housing, real estate, and automobiles, among other things, even firearms, by the way. So the time to buy things, if you're sitting on some cash and you're trying to get into real physical goods as a store of value, the time to buy things is fast approaching. It's going to be 2023, maybe by the summer. In fact, I'm planning on getting a different vehicle at some point here as soon as all the repos kick in, because I plan to buy a repossessed used vehicle that somebody else couldn't afford. I'm just waiting around for that to become available. It's only a matter of time. So if you're looking to buy real estate or land or vehicles or anything of that kind, it might be smart to just have some patience with that process and see where it's going. If you're sitting on too much stuff, and you're thinking about maybe selling it, you should sell now, because your ability to sell later in 2023 will be greatly diminished from where it is right now, because fewer people will have money. there just won't be many people around with spare change to buy things. Now, adding to all of this is the fact that food inflation is getting worse and energy prices are going up dramatically. They're going up really sharply in Europe, but also going up in many areas across the United States and Canada. So people's incomes, if they're able to keep their jobs, those incomes are shifting to necessities like food and paying the electric bill and having heat and so on. And that's taking away money from other discretionary purchases such as consumer goods or firearms or things like that. This is why clothing is getting hit hard. Fashion, travel, all these things like purses and so on, Rolex watches, you know, the market's just, it's collapsing in many ways for a lot of these goods. I even saw 22 long rifle ammo on sale, I think it was at Palmetto State Armory, for 6 cents a round. We haven't seen 6 cents a round. Oh, and that's copper plated hollow point, if you're curious, CPHP rounds. I think they were 38 grain. So 6 cents a round, I don't think we've seen that since maybe, well, pre-COVID, I think. Yeah, pre-COVID. Now, I do recall when the ammo was 4 cents a round in years past, but then during COVID, it went up to 25 cents a round or even higher in some cases. So now it's back down to 6 cents a round. In my opinion, that's something that's really good to stock up on because it's a universal barter item and the prices right now are really, really good. In fact, I also saw Palmetto State Armory has what they call the 15 days of Christmas, I think, or AR 15 days of Christmas. And they have sale items there. I saw nickel boron bolt carrier groups, which goes into AR-15 rifles. Nickel boron, which is a non-stick Teflon-like surface. I saw those on sale for $79, which is crazy. Those normally would run maybe $159 or more, $169. But for $79, you can pick those up right now. And I run those in all my ARs, by the way. I run all the nickel boron stuff, so I bought two or three of them, I think. Like, this is a great price. You're not going to see this price again. But see, it's an indication of the fact that, you know, firearms supplies are becoming less expensive because, well, the manufacturers are having a little more difficulty moving it. There's more inventory available, less demand. Same thing with ammo. Same thing with vehicles, right? So this is a buyer's paradise coming up. I mean, starting now in many areas and even more so next year. Now, reduced demand for consumer goods and also for vehicles and so on, it's also causing reduced demand for gasoline. So this could put downward pressure on fuel prices, which would be of great benefit to everybody, even though scarcity, especially with diesel, is causing upward price pressure. So in reality, we have these two competing forces, and it's not clear whether diesel is going to go up or down from here. I suspect diesel will go up, but regular gas will hold steady or maybe even decline a little bit. That's my best guess, but it just depends on, frankly, how many people get laid off and how many people decide they're no longer going to drive because they can't afford it. And some people, by the way, just to be able to heat parts of their homes, they're closing off doors to other parts of their homes this winter and deciding on only heating certain limited areas because that's all they can really afford. And if it gets bad, you'll probably see some people camping out in the living room by the fireplace or the wood stove and just heating that one room. And for the winter, just living in that, just to conserve money, just to be able to afford food and energy. And you can't blame them. It's not a bad strategy if you know, if you're short on cash, if you've lost your job and you got to stretch your dollars. So take all the steps you can, get prepared for this, but if you're smart, you're probably already on the sidelines with some gold or silver or other, you know, physical items that will hold value, and you're in the right place. Those items are going to be invaluable moving forward, and you're going to see a lot more desperation out there among people who did not save, who did not have backup supplies, and they're going to be in a real dire situation moving forward. So we'll see where this goes, and we'll see how we can help those people who need help, by the way, in all of this. But pay attention, watch what's happening, watch the layoffs, because again, 2023 will be the year of layoffs across America. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Naturalnews.com and also Brighteon.com. Take care.